Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept Shrubstep of Central Washington for Monday, March 4th. Ellensburg High School girls basketball team's quest for a third straight state title fell 3 points short in a 43-40 loss to London in the state 2A championship in the Yakima Sun Dome on Saturday. The loss also snapped a 74-game EHS win streak. The Bulldog team loses just two seniors to graduation this year. Ellensburg's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Commission is accepting grant applications for 2024 projects. Up to $6,000 is available for projects related to educational opportunities, social gathering opportunities, and supporting access to community resources to create a sense of belonging in the community. Information and application materials are available on the city's website. CW's concert and symphonic bands perform Liberation at 7 p.m. Tuesday in the McIntyre Music Building. The concert is free. The Good Life Community Discussion is Taoism and the Environment at 6 p.m. Tuesday in Hal Holmes Community Center. The featured speaker is CW Philosophy and Comparative Religion Professor Jeffrey Dipman. The free discussion is presented by the CW Ethics Lab and the Ellensburg Public Library. The Roller City Roller Derby offers a free 4-week Roller Derby 101 program starting at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Ellensburg High School Auxiliary Gym. The program continues at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and 10 a.m. on Sundays through April 9th. The program teaches the basics of roller derby and skating from the ground up. Registration information is available on the Roller City Roller Derby website. A screening of The Unlikely Story of the Lesbians of First Friday on Tuesday kicks off the CW Office of Undergraduate Studies film series honoring Women's History Month. A meet and greet with the film's director, Catherine Berenich, is from 5 to 6:45 p.m. in the Cirque Ballroom and will be followed by a showing of the movie in the Cirque Theater. Other events honoring the month will be held on campus and in the community through March. All events are free and open to the public. Emergency work to stabilize the rock slope on US 97 near Blewett Pass will disrupt traffic over the next 2 weeks starting today, according to the State Department of Transportation. Work will require closing the roadway starting at milepost 151 for 45 minutes every hour between 8:15 a.m. and 5 p.m. The roadway will be open for 15 minutes at the top of every hour to allow for traffic. Work days are Monday through Friday with an expected 14 working days. The Ellensburg City Council meets at 7 p.m. tonight in City Hall. Included on the agenda is the approval of a letter of agreement with HopeSource for leasing property to the city for use as a year-round sleep center. CW is hosting the GNAC tournament starting Thursday in Nicholson Pavilion. The CW women enter as the number 4 seed and will face Simon Fraser at 2:15 p.m. Central Men qualified as the number 4 seed and play Seattle Pacific at 7:30 p.m. Tournament play continues with semifinals on Friday and finals on Saturday. The tournament winners receive automatic bids to the NC2A Division II Regional Championships. Ellensburg High School's baseball season starts at a jamboree at 4 p.m. Wednesday at West Valley High School in Yakima. The Fish Open Table lunch is spinach and cheese ravioli, mixed vegetables, and an apple. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 in Clayelm. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clayelm Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 43 degrees. Sunset is at 5:53 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 23 degrees. Winds will be 5 to 15 miles per hour. Find all these details at the website ebergradio.org. And for ECR, this is Michael Gallagher.